Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Word of Time, episode 315. It is April of 2021. We have got a very special circumstance happening right now. Our special St. Paul bar correspondent, Stuart, has been fully vaccinated, and he is now, as we speak, in public in a bar, I believe. Stuart, can you confirm? We'll go live to the scene in St. Paul.
Yep.
Hey, Brandon. This is Brandball Stu from the internet. I am checking in from the Bulldog in St. Paul's Lower Town neighborhood. I am fully vaccinated and immune as of 6:30 this evening. I am inside a bar for the first time in a very, very long time, immune, not worried about somebody coughing or that head cold I had was it or not. And I'm not going to lie to you. When my wife caught me crying this evening because it was 6:30 and I realized I could go to a bar, that was okay. Just actually like not worry about going to Target. It was an emotional time. So,
Dude, can you confirm or deny that it's true with the band, I believe Boston, who said it feels like the first time? It feels like the very first time.
That was Foreigner, not Boston. Yeah. You're trying to catch me because I'm so excited, but you know I'm going to catch that, you dumb shit. You absolute idiot. You complete fuck. I can't believe you would try to pull that on me on my first night back in the bar.
I almost went with you.
I cannot believe you tried that. God. Now you're thinking, I mean, it was an innocent mistake. You were thinking of More Than a Feeling, which is by Boston off of their debut album.
I thought that More Than a Feeling started with It Feels Like the First Time. I thought that was the part.
No, God. Why would you think that? No one thinks that. You're very lucky that Chicken Finger 69 is apparently in jail tonight or something. Because he would also be just berating you for this. This is like just KQ 101. Jesus. It's disappointing. I mean, you're not ruining my night at all right now. But again, it's disappointing.
I just want to get this right. Does the song not go, feels like the first time, feels like the first time, feels like the first time.
No, you've got the melody completely wrong. Tom Scholz and Brad Delp would not do a song like that. That's definitely more of a Lou Graham, Mick Jones.
I was trying to do More Than a Feeling. Shoot. Yeah.
I love how we're three minutes into this, and it's very clear that Brandon's only goal here is to drive Stu so crazy that he actually leaves the bar on his first night out and just goes home in frustration. I love it.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible that'll happen. But if I could set the scene for everybody here, let's see. A Law & Order rerun was on, but now it looks like it's there's a Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie, I believe.
Oh, great. Wow.
I think they appear to be working at Google or some sort of like internet company. I think it might be called The Internship.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've never seen the movie, but it's got both of them. There's definitely tennis on. It looks like it's on, John, I think they're on the red clay of Roland Garros. I don't know. It might be too early for the French Open, though.
I honestly don't know the answer to that. I know it's not the French Open yet because I know the French Open got paused. But
okay, first of all, John, it's the red clay of Roland Garros. You know that, so please just respect
just acknowledge that part.
Let's see. And then it looks like, yeah, there's a South Park rerun over there. And
wow.
I think we're on commercial everywhere else. So we've got a Vince Vaughn movie, tennis, and South Park and commercials.
Now, how
if I did ballpark, there's like 15 or 20 people in here. They're all still safe. People wore their masks in. They wear their masks to the bathroom. It's kind of nice to see. Bartenders have their masks on. And it's just, man, this is great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Does it feel like, how's the vibe? Is it close to normal? Still weird?
Well, it's still weird because I haven't done it in so long, but it's, I mean, yeah, it's great though. Man, this is great. I'm just,
are you thinking
yeah,
of your salad days becoming a functional alcoholic in a bar every single night now because of how good it feels?
Not really, because the beer tastes so much better than what I was drinking at the time. This is just something. And we're not like packed in like sardines and like gathered around the popcorn machine waiting for that to get done. It's normal. It's good. It's wholesome. It's good. It's America.
I'm so happy for you. I can't wait to get out there. I'm almost there myself.
Yeah.
I know Jonathan also is.
Yeah.
How is your comfort level compared to the expectations of your comfort level? I'm a little unclear how long it's going to take me to feel right back at home, bellied up to a bar. Did that go away immediately for you?
Honestly, if it had been crowded or they clearly weren't following the protocols, I would have probably turned around.
Right.
Just because, yep. But they're definitely. I knew from talking to my people at work that these guys were doing it the right way, and were observing what they needed to do because they just didn't want their people to get sick from people being stupid in their place of business. So I felt obligated to give these guys a shot. Also, Allery's, which is the closest bar to my place, isn't open for another couple of months. So.
Or LaBelle.
I think it's because, and I think I'm going to be breaking sport of, can I break sport of Olympic news here?
I'd love you to. Yeah.
The son of the guy who runs Allery's is the Olympic wrestling trials. I think the Greco-Roman trials. And so he's like taking the time off to like help his son with that. And it's going to reopen in May after that process is done. Anyway, that's just me breaking sport of Olympic here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know the guy's name or his son's name? Of course I don't. Why would I know that? That would be irrelevant information. That's interesting. But no, I don't know that.
It's Bob and Robert Allery.
It's possible that it's Rob, honestly.
Yep.
Hope of guys, we have hockey. There's hockey on. And we can transition to puck talk here from that, I bet, because I think everyone's sick of me being at the bar now. Colorado and St. Louis, like the Lanch, are up 4-2.
Okay.
That's probably good for the Wild.
Yeah. And we can transition. John, I believe today the only positive Minnesota sports news was that our Wild had a little bit of a fire wagon going this afternoon with our guy, Florida's favorite player, Dukes.
Driving the sportive fire wagon today was your boy Zooks. It's honestly, I don't even know if Zooks has scored for sure or not. Like, is this game a replay? Is this game live? I'm never sure until I see Stu either texting or posting on Twitter Zooks. It's like confirmation. I want to be sure. It's like the white smoke out of the chimney. For the Wild,
we have
has
a new
Zook
pope,
scored.
And he
we have
like
a new
Italian
pope.
Pornography star, and his name is Zook.
And his name is
I know
is
he's
Zooks.
Norwegian, not Italian, but yeah, 5-2, the Wild. I believe they beat. Let's say Arizona today.
That was definitely Arizona. They
I
beat
think.
Today.
Yeah, definitely they, Arizona today. So that's good.
They're entering sort of an interesting part of their schedule over the next week or so because. Their game on Monday against St. Louis was canceled because of the unrest in the Twin Cities. So now, starting with this Arizona game, they've got six in a row against the garbage hockey teams of the Western Division. So it's it's not exactly make or break in that they're basically already in the playoffs anyway, but this will be a chance for them to all but clinch a playoff spot over the next six games because they've got a couple with San Jose and one with the Kings and I think two more with Arizona. And honestly, if they win those two games against Arizona, they may at that point already be into clinching a playoff spot. So,
yeah, could they clinch a playoff spot in a home ice advantage in first round, John?
I think
player that's still going to take a while.
That ship seems to be sailing a little bit. I think they're 7 points behind Vegas or something like that at this point. But they might be 9 ahead of St. Louis. So they seem pretty locked into the old third playoff spot, which is fine. They play their goals are number one to make the playoffs. And then number two, which is almost as important, is stay out of the fourth seed because that fourth seed is going to have to play Colorado. And as you've seen on the TV at the Bulldog, Colorado was real good at hockey.
Yes. Yeah, they are currently. Oh, sorry. St. Louis is on a power play, John.
Oh well.
No,
there we go.
Score, though. They did not
keep
score,
us updated.
So.
Keep us updated on how St. Louis is doing on that power play.
But as far as puck talk goes, John, I want to say that there were no moves made at the trade deadline. Is that correct by the Wild?
Yeah. The Wild are in an interesting spot. At least I think they're in an interesting spot in that coming into the season, everybody knew that it was a little bit of a, if not a rebuilding year, at least a sort of standing pat year. They've got a number of guys in the pipeline, one of whom, Marco Rossi, was maybe supposed to be here at the start of the year, but ended up getting the really bad long haul dangerous version of COVID and has missed the whole season. But they've got Rossi coming in. They've got Matt Boldy, a kid who's playing at one of the Boston schools, Boston College, Boston University. I can't remember which one. He is just getting to Iowa.
Either way, they just scored on St. Cloud, one of the two. I beat you to that punk.
They've got guys like that coming in, and they're very much trying to reload a little bit. So they didn't have a lot of room under the salary cap, and they were not about to part with any of their draft picks just because there's a definite feeling that they need to restock the cupboard for sure with some of these things that they've missed out in past years, especially going back to the Chuck Fletcher regime when there was a lot of trading draft picks for rentals that never worked out. So the odds were always pretty long that they were going to make a trade anyway. About the only thing that looked like it might potentially happen was Marcus Foligno, his brother Nick, who is the captain in Columbus, was on the trade block. So there was a certain amount of talk about whether they could get both Foligno brothers here. But Nick eventually went to Toronto because Toronto was actually willing to trade something for him, which the Wild basically weren't. So there really was not – there weren't a lot of rumors. There wasn't a lot of talk, and then nothing happened, which is sort of understandable because we've been saying since the start of the season that there are four garbage teams in the Western Conference, and the Wild are not one of those teams. And so without doing much or making much in the way of moves, they've already more or less locked down the third spot in the conference. So there was really no reason to try to trade the farm for anything, among other reasons that they just couldn't because they didn't have the cap space or really the assets to go after anybody.
Huh. Does that mean, I mean, obviously the NHL playoffs are, you can be an eighth seed and win everything because, you know, I call it the hot goalie theory, John.
The old hot goalie theory.
But they're clearly a much better team than they were last year. But they are also not probably in the Tampa Bay Lightning conversation of guys that are definitely favored to win the cup. But would you say, John, as a hockey fan, that they are, yes, at the moment, that they have a legitimate shot to be at least interesting in the playoffs? I will not say a cup contender, just interesting. They won't shit the bet, is my question.
At the At the moment, I would say their best hope is that they come into the playoffs playing pretty well. They get a matchup with Vegas, who they always seem to do well against. They can get through that series. That would be seen as a minor upset, I think. And then hope that somehow St. Louis gets completely hot at the start of the playoffs and knocks Colorado out somehow. That's really, I think, their best hope is that somebody else can take Colorado out before the Wild can see them. Because they played Colorado okay. They won 3 out of those 8 games that they played against Colorado. But I don't think anybody who saw a number of those games will have a lot of hope of the Wild being able to pull it together and win a 7-game series against the Avs. That said, the hot goalie theory is impossible to it's impossible to know. And the Avalanche just traded for Devin, our old friend Devin Dubnyk. So clearly they're at least slightly desperate.
Dubers.
In that.
I call them Dubers.
Yes, good old Dubers.
And this allows me to ask the question: is Brandon still on the phone call?
Yeah, trying to think of something interesting to say. You know, the only thing I've ever been able to talk hockey about is the pulling up the Hockey Reference playoff odds. And now that they're at 100%, I kind of have nothing to offer. I was going to say Fire Wagon, and then you already said that, so that's all I got.
They did. They put the Fire Wagon out this afternoon in St. Paul. It was pretty cool.
So I hear.
I just want to... This seems like a good time to jump in and just say that if you haven't noticed yet, we're on the Sportive Hotline tonight and the audio might be terrible and you're just going to have to deal with it, listeners, because we wanted to get Stu in from the Bulldog. So,
yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, Wade. And this was John's idea, Wade, just so you know. This really was.
I can hear people in the background, Stu. I can hear people in the background talking to each other. I assume enjoying each other's company, enjoying their evening.
Yeah.
They're out and doing things, and it fills my heart with joy. My heart grew 3 sizes tonight listening to the people in the background screaming at South Park.
I can for sure see an awkward date. Let's see. I see some friends hanging out in the booths over to the left. It's just, it's great. So one of the servers just got off her shift and is having a post-work bump. It's just, man, it's everything you could want.
It's perfect. Just.
And speaking of everything you want, but the opposite way, the Twins are in trouble, John. Or
man,
are they?
We send you to the Bulldog and your transitions are just top-notch, Stu.
It's really impressive. It is very good. He needs the pressure of being in public.
Yep.
To bring it. He's delivering.
This is an even better version of the bar recording.
I did not watch any of the games today, but I know the Twins lost both games in the doubleheader. Mm-hmm. I know that they were short Andrelton Simmons, who bragged about not getting his vaccine and then got tested positive for the vid. That's great, Andrelton. Just great.
Thanks, Paul.
And Buxton had a tight hamstring and didn't play. And then their 2 best starting pitchers both lost today. So not a great day for the Minnesota Twins, coming off a losing streak that was already at 3 games, which is now at 5. I am not panicking unless all of these injuries are season-ending. I don't think they are. But it is certainly disheartening. And I will throw it to either one of you to continue commenting.
Can I give you my one silver lining from today?
Please.
My one silver lining from today is that Josh Donaldson ran all the way around the bases without hurting himself in the second game. So that's a major step forward.
I didn't watch the game, so I honestly don't believe you right now. I think you might be lying to me because it doesn't seem like a thing that can actually happen.
I don't think so.
We got to go back and review the video.
I don't think it's a real thing.
Nope. Upon review, Donaldson jogs quickly into the dugout upon reaching first base, and a pinch runner wearing a mask over his face is the one who did the rest of the running.
And they took somebody in a powder blue uniform and shot him behind a barn. Why would they do that? There were kids right there.
Right there.
Oh, no. Yeah. So that's the only thing we've got is Josh Donaldson did not break his leg while walking.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a rough stretch, really rough stretch this week. It happens, and they're injured. They're not scoring runs. My turd prediction of Jorge Polanco is looking fantastic.
Even though
I should have said, but Sano is even worse than Polanco.
I don't know if Baseball References updated it, but I just looked up Jorge Polanco's stats. His OPS plus right now, as you know, that's normalized to 100 being average.
Mm-hmm.
So 100 average, 125 really good, 75 not great. Jorge Polanco's OPS plus right now is 4.
That is some Houston Jimenez shit right there, man.
0-4.
That is real bad.
Real bad. So Sano's bad too at 31, but you can't really you can't touch four. No.
Yeah. So that's not good. Yeah, and that's just one man's opinion. So.
Sure. No, I get it. But it's crazy because some of their guys have been awesome, and then the other ones are just worthless. Like, obviously, our COVID denier, Simmons, has been good, and he's out. Arias has been awesome.
Arias has been fantastic. He's basically Rod Carew. It's official. Yep. He is Rod Carew.
Yep. And then Nelson Cruz, for how much he's played, has been excellent. And Byron Buxton is the greatest player who ever played.
Oh, so, God. I've already told John my opinion on Byron Buxton.
And you're a fan?
The word I used was midnight.
Okay.
So I think we all know what that means. But he's the MVP right now. It's been just a rough week, and I don't think anyone is panicking, but it's like, oh, this is kind of some of these guys really. And I mean, Polanco's troubles extend back all the way through last year.
Yep.
And Sano is notoriously streaky, but this is, even by his standards, a real, real rough patch. And, the Blues scored, though. It's 4-3, Colorado.
See, there we go. More evidence of our hope that the Blues can take down the Avs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't feel like a panicky week. It's early, obviously. A lot of their losses have been in extra innings, which is bullshit.
Three ghost runner losses is just unbelievable.
Oh, I know. So
just
stupid.
Aggravating. I mean, our friend Michael Rand is about ready to go Joker, and I'm about ready to follow him all the way to Gotham City and just start taking out Pittsburgh's Heinz Field disguised as Gotham City's field.
Did this extra inning rule bother you last year too?
Well, very much so.
But now it's bad for us, and it's bad. Obviously, duh. It doesn't matter until it impacts me. I think we've covered that.
I know, because I don't remember being this upset about it last year, and I was wondering if maybe that was half the reason why. Maybe we were good in those, and I was like, it's fine. It's fine. It's still baseball. But now I hate it. Now it, to me, feels like it should be illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Or there should be a record.
It should be banned.
Yeah, like maybe in the. I think I would be on board if it was the 12th inning they did that.
Yeah,
that's okay. Just because, like, for you have to finish the game at some point, but 10th inning right away, the ghost runner. Just not. I don't like it. Bad.
I care not for it.
Yeah, John. John, can I get a third that emotion?
I hate it so much. I said this at the start of last year too, but honestly, if you're gonna have this a rule this stupid, just end the game in a tie. I'm fine with that.
Huh?
We're gonna have 9-inning ties, and if you don't like ties, then keep playing the actual game. I feel the same way about NHL hockey having 3-on-3 overtime, which is garbage in a circus. Just end the game in a tie. We're all adults here.
Yeah. Yeah, people
are
getting
a fireball shot.
Someone's
getting a fireball shot. Okay.
Is it you?
It's Wednesday.
No, it's not me.
Stu?
That's amazing.
It's a chilled fireball shot, though. So, I'm spilling the glass.
Is there a way?
That's Tito's. That's definitely Tito's.
Stu, order a fireball shot. I'm going to Venmo you the cost of it. Take our sportive slush fund and buy yourself two shots of fireball.
But it's almost Thursday. You can do a fireball shot.
Well, let's just let's wait until
do it
last
for us,
call.
Stu.
Okay, I think they close at 10, I think. So let's wait till last call.
Okay, so if you're still here and lucid at 10 o'clock, it'll be a fireball shot.
Yeah, I'll
walk home.
Yeah, it is gross out, by the way. Have we talked about how the summit's been out for 17 days?
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't. We didn't talk about the weather yet. When we're all from Minnesota, that's weird.
That is weird. We talked about happy things first. What are we doing here?
Yeah, we're stupid and dumb. And actually, yeah, the Twins won on Thursday, and then they haven't won since, and the sun has not been out since. Wow, I just figured it out. So when the sun comes back out, the Twins will be fine.
The Twins need chlorophyll
to
play well.
I just solved it. The solar panels they installed on their powder blue uniforms. Mm-hmm. They're not charging, and that's the key. Wow. Well, so clearly I'm two beers in, so clearly I'm just smart right now. Apologize for that.
Stuart, how about your guy Meat Raffle? The second greatest player in the league right now behind Byron.
Oh, I have
80% of guys.
Really? I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I know that our actual closer is not doing so. He's basically putting up Ron Davis numbers right now, which is not what you want in your most expensive free agent sign-in for pitching.
Yeah.
But cool. I don't know.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a really rough loss, game one. And then he came in, and somehow it was even more painful the second time around.
Yeah, that game on Sunday was just...
Jesus.
Hard to endure just watching him come in and just go single, home run, and just be done. It was very Ron Davis-y. I mean, it was not – that is the part that I would be – I guess if I would have any actual season-long panic, it's that he has not looked good, and Taylor Rogers looked fantastic. The guy you actually want to close the games because Taylor Rogers struggled at it last year is not getting the job done. And I know that we have Hansel and Gretel also in that mix, but he hasn't had to close out a game that I know of yet. So because I don't pay attention to things. We have a final, by the way, in Colorado. It is Colorado for St. Louis.
No.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that, John.
Boo! I don't really care that much.
No, you don't. But it looks like Rafael Nadal is doing really good in this tennis.
Well, okay. He's on the clay of Roland Garros.
Of
course
he is. The red clay of Roland Garros, yeah.
But he's the king of the red clay of Roland Garros.
I call him Rafa.
Right. It's time to research this.
I mean, it looks definitely not like it's not in America. Because there's no flags anywhere. There's just like advertisements for watches.
All right. The French Open isn't until the middle of May. So it's definitely not that.
Okay. So it's April. We've confirmed that it's April.
Yep. Okay. For sure, April.
But there's a red clay tournament going on. Mm-hmm. And instead of American flags or advertisements for Kid Rock's barbecue and the Sex Palace, it's Rolex.
This is the best content we've ever done. I'm going to say it.
Well,
according to me
describing a bar, yes.
According to the internet, it's the Monte Carlo Masters.
Well, I would have explained the Rolex. That does it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, John.
This appears to be
to another we had a new hockey game, John.
This is one of the most prestigious men's clay tournaments, founded in 1897.
Wow,
you've always loved.
We're talking about my guy Rod Laver was probably up there just on the red clay of Monte Carlo.
Rafael Nadal has won 11 times at Monte Carlo,
yeah,
including 8 in a row from 2005 to 2012.
yeah, he is just dominating right now, John. It's not funny. It's just gross. He's just toying with whoever this guy is. But on the hockey front, we've got the Golden Knights against the Los Angeles Kings. Marcel Dion's Kings. The great one.
Stu, do you have television at your house?
No.
I'm curious because you're really reacting strongly to the presence of television at this bar.
Now, hold on a second. These pictures appear to be moving. Is that new?
No, we cut the cord. So the actual sports I get are whatever comes with the Hulu bundle, which is ESPN Plus, which is basically MMA and college softball. It's really, and of course, and obviously NFL Sundays, because that's on regular over-the-air television. But, yeah, I don't get a lot of that stuff. It's like a Timberwolves game. We can get to the Timberwolves at some point, Brandon. But
Great. Thank you.
A Timberwolves game on 23. It involved Anthony Edwards scoring and then losing by 40 points. So I think I have the gist of the Timberwolves season so far. But yeah, I was like, the Timberwolves are on my TV in my place. So that was kind of fun. But, I don't get a lot of the live local sports because we cut the cord and we considered getting the cable, but kind of holding off on that for now. So we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stu.
It's just the summer. I mean, you know, in theory, at least, we're all going to be vaccinated and just out and about all the time, seeing our friends and just enjoying life after, you know, all of the bullshit. And it feels like spending that X amount on cable sports, which I should have obviously done the last year because Lord knows I wasn't going anywhere. But, you know, that's on me, not on you guys. And it's definitely not on, you know, Chicken Finger 69. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm on year 2.5. Please, somebody bail me out of this.
I can tell you, Stu, that you'll be able to see 19 Loons games this summer on your TV because 19 of them will
really?
Be simulcast on Channel 23. So
that's
there you
awesome.
Go. For the cord cutters of the Twin Cities, Channel 23 is your solution. You can get it on an antenna. If you live in the rest of Minnesota, you're still out of luck, but that's been true pretty much since the Loons came into the league. So.
That's pretty much correct. And I believe their road opener is this Friday and their home opener
this
is next
Friday.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so
nice. If
you want to know just how much Major League Soccer hates the Loons, you would look and go, all right, so let's talk about how the Loon season ended. It ended with one of the most painful losses in MLS history in the conference finals in Seattle. So what should we do with their season opener? How about we send them to Seattle and put it on national television?
John, is it still too raw for you to remind me exactly what happened? I remember it sucked. But I don't remember exactly how it sucked.
They were winning 2-0 with 20 minutes to go and managed to lose without even making it to extra time. And the reason for that, Brandon, was because Major League Soccer, in order to get a game on national television on Big Boy Fox, shifted the Loons previous game to 2 days later than the original schedule, thereby giving Seattle 2 more days rest than Minnesota got coming into this conference final, which then resulted in one of the teams really fading down the stretch and not having any energy left. Now, which team do you think that was?
I can't remember another sporting event where I was so desperate for the clock to move faster. And at some point, more time kept getting on the clock. It was just a disaster. And it was desperate. And we were texting during it. And 2-0 with 20 minutes was like, oh, that's okay. They'll just be able to hold on. And I'm sorry to relive this again with you, John. But I'm remembering now, man, that was a tough night. I'm so sorry.
It was really bad.
Yeah, but we get to relive it.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about it again. It's nice.
There's really no upside. Even if the Loons win, it's like, who cares?
At least all of Seattle's players
cares.
Are hurt or gone. So,
oh, good.
They've got that going for them.
Yeah, that's great. Like, seriously hurt, hopefully?
Yes, I mean, I guess it's career-threatening for some of them.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Can't be anything but happy about that, right?
Hell, yep. You know it.
You
the
know
Loons
it.
Are coming up. I did not know that, John. That's good.
Yeah. Loons start on Friday.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Amazing.
All right, I can't believe that we're 35 minutes into this podcast and we haven't mentioned anything about the Timberwolves ownership situation yet.
Well, Stu never threw it over to us.
I didn't have – well, I mean, I talked about Ant, but –
Stu's 3 beers in now, so
oh,
I think expecting more transitions is really – it's really behind
him. There's definitely a dance pop song on right now. I think it might be Ariana Grande, but Ariana Grande obviously influenced by J-Lo, Jenny from the Block. And J-Lo is romantically connected, even though they have been going through a rough patch lately, because I went to the grocery store a couple of days ago. is romantically entwined with Alex Rodriguez, former Seattle Mariner. And he and some other dude who's been on Shark Tank are apparently buying the Timberwolves in a couple of years for $1.5 billion. And that's like that's $1.5 billion for every time Mark Madsen has been relevant. That joke didn't work. I'm sorry.
So close, though.
I had an opening coming, but
Stu, you got a lot of emotion. You got a lot of emotion going right now. It's okay.
Dude, you've been doing great.
The joke didn't work.
No, it's fine.
The bit's not funny. It's not working.
You don't have to care. You're at a bar right now.
Yeah, get some Fireball. Get that Fireball, and then the jokes are going to be even better.
We'll see how it goes. But, yes, Brandon, what are your thoughts on the Timberwolves ownership situation?
Well, my main thought, Stuart, is it couldn't possibly get any worse. Now, I know that that's usually
usually wrong. A signal for it to get worse, yeah.
It always definitely can get worse. Glenn Taylor hasn't, that we know of, murdered anybody, or at least not anybody on the
team. Do we know that?
We don't. So it could get worse if we find out that he's the, Golden State Killer or something. But for the most part, it feels like it's really going to be difficult to be a worse owner. Although, beloved guy, tried very hard, didn't work for him. So Alex Rodriguez is partnering, I believe, 50-50 with Mark. I don't even know. John, do you know how, I don't know why I'm asking you.
No, you know I don't know how to pronounce it. Does it have an accent? I can't remember if it has an accent.
I don't know. I believe it's spelled L-O-R.
I thought it had an accent on the E. Loray?
Okay. Mark Loray. Mark Loretta is what we're going to be going with.
Mark Rippon.
Mark Rippon and A-Rod. So I don't know exactly who's going to be in charge or how active they're going to be as owners. But Mark Loretta, Mark Rippon seems like a decent enough dude. As Stu mentioned, I think he was a Shark Tank guy. He's a businessman. I looked at his Wikipedia to try to find – usually these guys are complete weirdos in some way or another. And you just got to figure out exactly what kind of weirdo he is. I'll give you an example. The Sacramento Kings owner, Vivek, was coaching a third grade girls team, and what they did was they kept one of their girls on the offensive, like right next to their own basket, while the rest of the team went down and played 5-on-4. And every time they missed, they would just throw the ball down for an easy. And he's like, this is the key to basketball. This is how you win at basketball. Can we try that in the NBA? That's the sort of weirdo stuff I was kind of looking for. Some guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody else. I haven't been able to find it yet with Mark Loretta. So he might just be possibly, I'm going to regret this, but like a successful, smart, reasonable guy. Possibly.
Well, I did see our good friend and sometime podcast host David Brower did refer to this, to Mark Loretta, as the white Vivek Randeev. So.
Oh, no. Okay.
So
okay.
The comparison, the story you're telling here may be an apt one there, Brandon. It may be exactly what we're looking for.
I love
apt comparisons. Oh, apt is so good.
Fingers in particular. Love when they're apt. So I'm happy about that part, I suppose. But all in all, again, we have no idea what they're going to be like as owners. But, man, I am ready for some strange in my life. I can't wait. 10 out of 10. I can't be midnight, but I'm going to say I'm like 11 o'clock, maybe 10:30.
Danielle, call me.
So I'm having a hard time figuring out a downside to this. I mean, we don't know if this could be like Jim Dolan level weird.
Well, the obvious downside is they move the team.
The obvious downside is they moved a team. You're right. But the other thing is there wasn't going to be a local – like Kevin Garnett was not going to buy this team.
No.
There really wasn't a whole lot of other people that could have bought the team that are local. So no matter who bought was going to be somebody who's from – not from here. And so that was going to be a concern no matter what happened. I think the Glenn Taylor – remaining in power for a couple years might help in that regard, because there's probably going to be, I would guess, some sort of movement on, you know, if they find another team for Seattle and Vegas. I would not expect them to move from Minnesota to Seattle. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me right now.
Well, Seattle hates A-Rod.
Well,
yeah,
I feel like
want to spend more Seattle. Time there. Isn't he? I think he'd be more happy here, wouldn't he?
I feel like
except
part
for,
of the hope
like
of this
is in January.
Right.
Part of the hope of that 2-year period or whatever is that the NBA, absolutely desperate for cash as they deal with the fallout from the pandemic, is going to say, how about instead of using Las Vegas and Seattle as threats, we just give them both expansion teams for $1 billion apiece and we all take 1/30th of that money. I feel like that's part of the hope of just having 2 years or whatever on
there. Yeah, that seems a lot more. And then, like, you know, when teams go, like, sideways, they can, like, say, hey, well, Kansas City needs a team. Everybody remembers the Kansas City Kings, right? Otis Birdsong, let's go. And then they can use that as the leverage to sucker everybody into building them an arena.
The new boogeyman. There's got to be a boogeyman city, as we know.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's going to be the one. Really? So. Yeah, I can see that happening. I mean, obviously, if they ever did move to Seattle, I mean, we had a good run here. That'd be okay, right? I mean, at that point, it's like, well.
No, in no way did they have a good run here.
Well,
that is factually incorrect. Demonstrably incorrect.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would say we gave it a good shot here.
Yeah, we had a horrible run, and everybody was miserable the whole time.
A horrible enough run that we all agreed, that's enough, let's move on. I think that I'm super pumped about it. I'm actually bummed that it's going to be a few years until it goes down, because I want to see what these guys do. And, Stu, you mentioned A-Rod sitting on a, you know, being in Minnesota in January. Do you think he's going to be here in January? Or do you think he's just going to be like,
I'll see you
all in April? He doesn't.
Yeah. He'll send Mark Loretta here for the January, February games. You know, maybe he'll come here for like the holidays. He'll like maybe be like there's a Thanksgiving or a Christmas Day game. He'll put in a 1-day appearance, you know, for fun. It's like, it's fun to like, you just know. But,
Owners go to the games in most markets? I guess I have absolutely no idea. All I know about this is Glenn Taylor goes to a lot of them because he lives here. And we know that Mark Cuban goes to a lot of games because we see him, like, rush the court like he's a college freshman every once in a while. But I don't know exactly how active they'll be and how much we'll see him. Like, oh, A-Rod's back in Minnesota. Are those? I don't even know if that's going to happen.
Brandon,
I think the important thing is we're not talking about the actual team. We're talking about what A-Rod's going to do over Christmas.
Thank you so much.
And that is the most Timberwolves thing ever, obviously. They won the other day, though, didn't they?
They won a few days ago. Yeah, they beat the Chicago Bulls. And it was a good game. They played well. And then these last two games, they played shorthanded teams, the Nets and the Bucks, and all of them, they just sat all of their good players. And the Timberwolves still just got absolutely destroyed. Like,
well, there was no – Towns was out because his mother passed away a year ago, and he was doing some mourning stuff, which is absolutely fine. Anybody who says anything bad about that is going to get just absolutely destroyed.
Totally.
I have anything to say about it, yep. But they won a game, which was cool. I was happy for Brandon. And then they got destroyed the last two games, and, well, I'm not happy for Brandon because he's sad.
Yeah, the thing with the Timberwolves is there's a lot of games where you know pretty quickly that this one's not going to be a good one to watch. So I would say if you have the ability to watch them on TV, I would just at least get through the first quarter and check the old box score. And if it's like 47-9, maybe you just check out for the night. You don't need to watch some of those.
Well, John, we have two quick goals from Vegas here. They're up 2-0 on Los Angeles, 8 minutes left in the first.
I'm surprised Los Angeles even has any players on the ice at this point.
And they have their old purple jerseys on, which is awesome. Their old purple jerseys are just off.
I mean, Marcel Dion might actually be playing tonight. Check the roster.
Yeah, I see how they're skating, John. It's not good. It's not good.
Oh, man. But no,
I have a question about this ownership thing. And here's my question. It had to be A-Rod of all the people. It had to be A-Rod. I mean, wasn't there a group led by like Eric Fox and Ruben Sierra and Joe Smith and Al Secord and Phil Cuzzy or something that could have taken instead of A-Rod? You know,
I just quickly wanted to correct Stu. I think the melody you're looking for is "It had to be A-Rod, had to be A-Rod, had to be A-Rod, had to be A-Rod." That's the song you're thinking of.
I think that was actually by Journey.
Okay. I do have range. I don't know, John. Do you have A-Rod in the pantheon of those guys?
Well, I hate A-Rod, but I think everybody hates A-Rod, don't they?
Yeah, I think – I don't know if I have as much hatred for him as I do other villains of Minnesota. I don't really even know why. He did destroy us. He did ruin seasons. I don't know. I guess I just – now that I look back – yeah. Now that I look back on it, I just sort of – think the Yankees in general, A-Rod was just sort of a tiny little component of that. And I think I'm wrong. I think he did hit like some very dramatic home runs against us to knock us out of the playoffs, right? Was it one of those like we tied 1-1 and we were winning a game and he hit a 3-run bomb and we lost a series?
Well, let me put it this way, Brandon. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So maybe I should be hating him more than
you definitely should.
I think I should.
He is worthy of your contempt.
I think what happened was a lot of guys cheated, and A-Rod got punished for it so much more than other people that all of a sudden I started to come around the other side, which I hate more than anything, and have to like sort of have sympathy for him, just like Tom Brady.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So I fucked up along the way somewhere.
Yes, you did. Sort your life out.
Well, did he not get like punished way more than other people?
No, not nearly enough. He's about to buy an NBA team. How much punishment do you think he got?
I mean, he was in a prime of his – not prime. He was still very good at baseball, and didn't he get suspended for an entire season?
He's – yeah, I mean, I feel very bad for him. He's got enough money to buy an NBA team, and he's sleeping Jennifer Lopez. The guy has suffered enough. Can't we let him out of jail?
We don't know if they're sleeping together anymore, John. John, there's issues in the relationship, John.
I'm sorry. The rock off, John. That's what
we don't know. We don't. Please don't accuse either one of them, Peter. We don't have the answers yet.
And I haven't been in a grocery store checkout line in a year.
It's reckless speculation. The sport does not engage in that. Please stop doing it.
Very journalistic standards.
Yeah,
that's what we hold.
So we don't know. We simply don't know. There's more questions than answers at this point, and we're just trying to find facts and get the listeners what they want, what they crave.
So I want to just run through the narrative I had constructed about A-Rod that I know now to be false. Real dummy, real stupid asshole who forced his way to the Yankees, didn't like him at all. But then people hated him too much. So then all of a sudden I got a little weirded out. All right. I mean, he's a weirdo and a dummy, but you shouldn't be hating him that much. So I was a little unsure. Then I thought he got suspended for way too much time. And I was okay, well now shit, I'm a little sympathetic. And then he came back as an announcer and he seemed like he was pretty good and inquisitive and felt like he had sort of turned his image around. And now I sort of thought maybe he wasn't that bad of a guy. John, where have I gone wrong?
I think you missed the part where he sucks and you should hate him.
Yeah, shit, you're right. I just went through the timeline
I don't,
in my head and I never
I don't feel like I need to defend hating A-Rod very much.
No, you don't. You don't. I'm embarrassed. I feel like shit right now. We can edit this whole thing out, right?
No, we can't. That's the beauty of the sport of hotline.
Oh, no, John. So then let me ask you, what are your thoughts about when you saw that A-Rod was buying the team? I mean, I think I know, but I'd love to just give you the floor here and you can talk about it a little bit.
My thoughts are, so it has to be a dot-com billionaire idiot and A-Rod of all people.
I mean,
obviously, the reign of Glenn Taylor has been laughably bad for, we're coming up on 30 years here that Glenn Taylor has owned the team. But at the same time, in his favor, he's not A-Rod. So I'm not particularly concerned. Attaway, Stu. Attaboy, Stu.
No problem.
Oh, all right. Well, things are getting weird at the Bulldogs, so I'm happy about that.
I love that.
I haven't really thought about what this means for the team on the court or the franchise overall. Mostly it's just I don't like A-Rod. I don't have much of an opinion on Mark Loretta, but I know that David Brower seemed to think he was an idiot, which is good enough for me.
Yeah, that's true. We do trust Dave.
So, maybe it'll make the Timberwolves good. I don't know, but it seems unlikely after 35 years of the exact same thing happening over and over.
Yeah. Let me ask you, John, if you woke up tomorrow and the news was deal falls through, A-Rod not happening, Glenn Taylor says, I'm never going to sell this team ever. Would you be happy about that?
I feel like people were talking to Stu here.
No, they're not. No. Okay,
everything's fine. I don't know. The one thing that's surprising to me is that Glenn Taylor has children, right? He has a number of children.
So.
I'm so used to a group of fail sons taking over franchises that I don't know what to do about the idea of somebody selling the franchise rather than using the proceeds from the franchise to make documentaries about Romanian chess players or whatever the Poleans do with their money.
Right. Yeah,
it's usually bands that I like, John, is usually what he does.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, hey, the 13th floor elevator. Oh, hey, thanks, Jim Polad.
Man.
So.
Okay. Well, now I'm a little embarrassed at my premature 11:30 erection. It was just me. Huh. Okay.
It's okay. Right. You could not get excited about the Encore product. So you had to wish cast about the future ownership and how they would handle a potential 18th pick in the first round for a stretch four.
Yeah, I just go back to my original thesis. It couldn't really get any worse. We need something new. Why not these guys? And I'm still okay with it. You know what? I still like A-Rod. I'm sorry, John. I do.
Can I ask you another question? So one of the things I saw in connection with this story was somebody writing, well, this new ownership is coming in, but everyone agrees that something needs to be done about the Target Center. Didn't they just pump in like $120 million into renovating the Target Center? Am I misremembering that?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a full-fledged teardown type rebuild, but I definitely think that they did.
They put like shiplap up, some those like farmhouse sinks,
double skylights.
Right.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, they brought Chip and Joe in. It's like a rustic type of post-war feel. I mean, it's really nice.
Mid-century modern vibe. I'm getting.
Yeah, mid-century modern, but they painted everything white.
Yeah, white. Yeah, the Spanish hints and tones kind of here and there.
Bunch of weird letters on the wall.
They didn't do with the space. It's really nice.
Yeah. They did that. Yeah. So, no, I don't think Target Center is a problem. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that they're a terrible team.
I haven't been keeping up with arena construction, so I honestly don't know what the Target Center supposedly doesn't have that other arenas do have. You know what I mean? What are they looking for in a basketball arena?
Yeah, I'm not really sure either. You know, it doesn't really seem like, I know they've got a, I mean, what can you put in a basketball arena? Like, it's got decent food vendors. They've got a really nice Jumbotron screen thing. You know, it's the same amount of capacity that other places have. They can't be any better location. It's right downtown.
We got a bit of a fire wagon going on here at the Vegas Los Angeles game, guys. It's 3-1. 3-1 in the first period still, with 4 minutes left. He's had back-to-back goals.
A fire wagon alert from our St. Paul bar correspondent. What an incredible night. Makes me so happy.
Well, is there a sport we haven't? Do we do any Vikings draft podcast?
No,
hell no.
In 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks, yeah.
Late
Ben Johnson? We haven't talked about Ben Johnson.
No, we haven't talked about Ben Johnson. You know, I mean, he's got a bunch of recruits coming in. He's got 9 players leaving. They're gonna look like an intramural team next year. I would say that's my word of warning for anybody. Next year is not the year to start judging him, I don't think.
Well, I mean, John said that Gabe, as the team goes, so goes Gabe Kalscher, and Gabe Kalscher is playing for his Cyclones right now.
That's right. He went from a good shooter to one of the worst shooters, so that was a tough progression for Gabe. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. I think next year is going to be a wash. I can't see any reason why the Gophers are going to be okay to watch next year. It's going to be bad.
Well, they were bad this – actually, they were really bad this year. So, and I didn't even have TV, as we discussed. I got the scores like in Semaphore from like guys holding flags on the USS Midway. So I had no idea how they played. I just knew the final scores were bad.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I'm super pumped about the hire. I think it's. I do appreciate the Dinky Town Ghost for going and like getting his guy, or person, I suppose, including Lindsey Whalen. So I like that aspect of it. It didn't seem like he was like his 11th choice or anything, but that might be a little while. Program's bad. It's a bad program.
It's not a good program. It's a bad program.
Not good. Stu, you had mentioned the Vikings for a second. Draft time. Do you want to have a full draft podcast maybe next week or the following just to really
we
break down?
We probably should.
We got to get into it. We got to talk about it. We got to do a mock. I really want to get into a mock first three rounds, probably. Trade target.
Target. I think what we're looking at. I want Kirk Cousins to succeed.
What?
Sorry, I was a joke. It didn't land right. Again, I'm at the bar for the first time in forever. So, and I'm trying to sign my receipt here. Copy. I'm so used to like doing things online, so you just have to like press one button and the computer. Jesus, my signature is so fucked, guys.
It's over.
Jesus Christ.
Scribbling.
This is just I look like I should be like much richer than I am.
I'm wincing and I'm not even with you.
Yeah, Jesus. Just dumb. Stupid. Hold on here. Oh God, that's not going to work either. I signed the customer copy, not the merchant copy. So that's dumbass 101. Then I signed it, Steve. You know, Steve. I'm Stu, obviously. Jesus, it's the worst.
Worst Steve. I'm confused.
So, anyway, we were talking about the Vikings, right?
Yeah, I was wondering your interest level in the draft as we can, because I'm going to start prepping. You know, I love.
I'm in full prep mode. Yeah, I actually I asked John Bonas for Aretha Hassan's home phone number, and I keep calling it, and I keep going to Valley Fair, which sucks because I don't think John would lie to me, but I don't think Aretha was at Valley Fair either. So I guess I got to figure a couple of things out here.
Yeah, you're in a real pickle.
I have two assumptions that are like, you know, just not working. And
oh man.
So yeah. I've got the all 22.
Oh yeah.
I am breaking down film. And I am already pre upset at whoever they pick, which is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're probably going to take a guy who's the guy they always have their eye on. Was their best player, the best player available on their draft board? Is
probably
what I think they're going to go with.
I'm assuming it's going to be a guy that they had way higher on the draft board.
Oh yeah, I mean they could not believe that he was sitting right there for them.
Can't believe he fell. You know, we had opportunities to move back, but once we we were able to get this guy, we had to pounce. That's what we did. We pounced.
Or they're going to trade him for 14 seventh round picks. That's the other thing.
Oh man, I still just keep waiting for them to trade Kirk Cousins somewhere, and I just don't.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Like it's dying slowly every day. It just keeps dying.
Yeah, that trade heat is the end of like the day after tomorrow right now. It's just it's snowing in Mexico. It's not happening. There's no trade coming. He's going to be the quarterback next year. He's going to have a couple of good games. He's going to have a couple of really bad games. And he's going to be league average the rest of the year. That's what Kirk Cousins does.
The rocks of our lives. That's what we called it. That was our favorite segment for a while.
The only positive that has come out of the Vikings postseason so far is that it's clearly obvious that Aaron Rodgers would much rather host Jeopardy than live in Wisconsin for one more goddamn minute.
And
that's
love
the
that.
Exact right thing. That, I mean, he's completely correct in that.
He's right. Yeah,
I mean, why? Why?
Yeah.
I get to do this. I don't get to get like the hell beaten out of me, and they'll draft a running back in the first round again, who's horrible at everything, and I can just like ask questions to people who are nice instead of getting yelled at.
Incredible. They're not openly doing meth in front of me.
Exactly. And Chicago and Detroit are awful. So, I mean, clearly the Vikings are going to make the playoffs next year. I think we've already stopped. They didn't make it last year. They made it the year before. So they'll be good this year. They'll be like 10-6 or 11-5 this year. Zimmer will fire somebody at the end of the year and they'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe in the second round. You never know. But
yeah, every once in a while they do. Yeah.
It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen that way. I don't know how. I don't know the particulars, but that is how it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I have not had my fireball shot yet, by the way, so it's just sort of sitting here looking at me.
Wow.
I have a can of PBR, and they shot a fireball in front of me, and then I'm going to go fight a cop.
Yeah. Go punch a horse. Fight a cop.
So we'll see how that works for me. But, John, how are things going right now?
I was just looking. Apparently, the White Sox are about to throw a perfect game against the Indians.
Oh. The White Sox team perfect game or one pitcher?
No, one pitcher.
Lamar Hoyt?
Carlos Rodon.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
Oh, damn it.
There's two out.
Yeah, White Sox are going to be good.
Yeah, they got good quickly, too.
Oh,
they really went quickly.
Guys, I didn't shoot the shot. I took a sip of the shot, and, brother, I have not taken a lot of shots lately. Wow. Boy, that was...
You did
I might have bitten off a little more than I can... I might have bitten off a little more than I can chew, boys. This is... I'm glad it's not Jager. I would not have done Jager, and I don't think I could have done, like, straight bourbon or, like, McGillicuddy's or any of that weird shit, but...
I think you did it right. If I was going to take a shot right now, that's what I would choose as well. So I think you, at least in terms of bad decisions, this is the best of the bad decisions.
Oh, man. That is very Altoidy.
You do not have to brush your teeth tonight.
Yes, I'll tell Mandy that. She'll love that. Oh, man.
Well, actually, you might want to because you're going to be puking on the way home.
Anyway, the lights are on, the house lights are on here, so I think we're going to be getting chased here a bit. So if you guys want to wrap it up over on your end, I can.
now we're gonna stick with you.
I should finish the shot on the call, though, shouldn't I?
Now we're going to stick with you while you walk home and throw up on the sidewalk.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think anyone wants that. So.
Guys, who pissed my pants? Who did this?
Which one of you was responsible for this?
Who did this? Is this a prank? You got me.
Oh. Okay. Is there any other sports stuff at all?
No, I don't think so.
Eh.
It's all the sports, Stu. We're just
waiting for you to finish this shot, Stu.
Are your kids back at school yet at all, or are they already back home from school because they've already had close contact things, or
both? They've been back at school. They've been isolated because of contact, but no outbreak. So seems to be okay, I guess, in the long run. But just every day it gets crazier.
It does get crazier. Oh, yeah, they're turning the TVs off now, guys. God damn it. I'm going to have to drink this shot.
I had a question for you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bring it on.
Is your place of employment opening back up again?
Yes. Hopefully great. June 1st. We'll see how the current COVID fourth wave goes. And obviously, we need to have a little more capacity to make it work. I think we need the next level up. And it was like, you know, trending that way until Carver County decided to send all of their kids to French kissing camp.
Wrestling tournament in South Dakota. And that's actually not a joke.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It is. Yeah, exactly. It's like that. Like, if like, you know, if this current wave just starts collapsing right now and the vaccination rates keep going up, I think June 1st is a realistic target. But that's, you know, you tell me how that's going to turn out. So.
Right, exactly. So when I meet you at Surly and we meet up again for the first time, it will feel like the first time, I would imagine. Will you be providing the fireball shots there, or should I sneak a couple in?
You should sneak them in because we still only have a beer license.
Gotcha. Okay, good to know. I will.
Okay. I'm going to shoot the fireball right now. Okay, guys, are you recording, Jack?
We're ready.
Okay.
I'll turn on the recording. I'll start the recording.
Two, one.
You did it.
You did it.
Attaboy.
Oh, man.
Wednesday night.
Oh,
I'm
God.
So good.
God.
Jeez.
God, it feels like I blew Dan Haggerty.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a redheaded actor. He was Grizzly Adams.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why.
Funny. I thought maybe he was one of your friends.
Yep.
I thought he was just like a high school buddy or something.
Dan Haggerty doesn't have friends, Brandon. Jesus. Man.
He seems nice. I don't know.
Oh, boy. That was, man.
I mean, he has to be kind of
nice. My hard liquor consumption, like, over the last year, like, I'm putting, like, shots of tequila and like grapefruit supreme, and that's kind of been what I was doing for hard liquor, or like maybe the occasional bourbon and seven. But I don't think I've done a straight up shot like that in for God ever. That was weird.
Yeah, that's a golf course move right there. You're a golf bro now. You're kind of a club bro. You got a birdie.
Yeah, that was like, man. Oh,
head on over to.
Yeah, I'm starting to sweat right now. That was inadvisable.
All right, we better stop this recording before Stu hurts himself.
So good. Do one more, Stu. Can you do one more?
No, they can't. I can't. They're already. They're like already like clearing people out. Oh, gosh.
They're like, we got to get out of here. We got to close up shop. This guy's been on the phone for 10 hours. Taking
and again, the best part of all of this is my mom listens to all of these.
Man. I'm so thankful for you doing that. That was good.
No problem. Thank you. We had to take you behind the into the green room here for our listeners. So, Wade. We actually had to like change our whole recording setup to enable this because our traditional Audacity recording would not have worked to make this work because I'm only on my phone right now.
Right.
So thank you to everybody for letting us do it this way. And if it didn't record, well, thank you to John and Brandon for just letting me yak at you while I drink at a bar for the first time in a year.
It was fun, even if this doesn't ever get published, which maybe it shouldn't. I mean, who's to say?
Yeah, probably.
Why bother?
It's going straight to the Library of Congress. So,
it's too good for other people to hear. We'll sell it as a fungible token, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, John, if you want to bang it, we can bang it.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Let's bang it.
I believe it means the game has been postponed because of rain.
Yeah, bang it up and bang it out.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
The end.
All right. Bye. Go Vikings.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.